In the last lesson, we learned that the first C in church can stand for called out people. But in church, who's in charge? Who gets to tell the church what to do? Who do we listen to? So in this lesson, we will look at the letter H in church, which stands for head of the church. The first thing we should recognize is that no human is or can be the head of the church. Nobody has the skill to be head of the church, and this is backed up by Jeremiah 10:23. If you'd like to flip with me to Jeremiah 10:23. It reads, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not man who walks to direct his own steps. Man cannot even direct his own steps without God, so he definitely couldn't be in charge of the church by himself. Also, every man on earth is a sinner and cannot be head of the church. Romans 3 says in verse 10 and 23, There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Meaning the church needs someone sinless to be in charge. And if that wasn't enough, Jesus said not to call on any special leadership titles like father or rabbi in Matthew 23:8-9, which practically screams, no one man is in charge of the church. Now we know the head of the church has to be someone who is sinless. The only person to fit that description is Jesus, which corresponds to another point I would like to recognize. There is only one head of the church, and that is Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 5:23, it says, For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he's the savior of the body. How many heads can a body have? Only one, and that head is Christ. If you'd like to flip with me to Colossians 1:18, it reads, And he is the head of the body, the church who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Did you hear that? Jesus is the head of the body of the church. The word the means there is only one. That's why Jesus is to have the preeminence. He is to have the first place in the church. If you'd like to flip with me to Ephesians 1:22-23. Ephesians 1:22-23. It says, And he puts all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jesus is head over all things. You cannot find anything in the church over which Jesus is not the head and in charge. Now we need to understand that Jesus, the head of the church, said that his church needs elders. Elders lead the local congregation of the Lord's church according to 1 Timothy 3:5. Elders are shepherds, but they serve under the chief shepherd, who is Jesus, in 1 Peter 5:4. Elders have authority in the church, but only the authority that Jesus gives them. Elders should be respected and loved for the work that they do in 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. As head of the church, Jesus has all authority in and over the church. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. On the Mount of Transfiguration, when Moses, the great lawgiver, and Elijah, the great prophet, were there, God spoke from a cloud and said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. In Matthew 17:5. In James 4:12, it reads, if you would like to flip with me to James 4:12. It reads, There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. It is Jesus' law that the church must follow today, according to Colossians 3:17. It is Jesus' law that will judge us on the day of judgment, according to John 12:48. Jesus is the one head of the church. We must love him, respect him, and obey him. Are you in Jesus' church? I hope that you are. We will study more about it next.